I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my favourite month. Have a think to yourself right now. What's your favourite month and why? But before I tell you my favourite month, let's have a look at some key words. So these are words that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not know, you might not be sure about. But see if you can hear them and understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll come back to look at what they mean and how I use them. So we start with a noun, blossom. What is blossom? Next, a verb, chirp. C-H-I-R-P, chirp. Next, a noun, coziness. Coziness. And then we have a couple of phrasal verbs. Knock out. Knock out. And let down. Let down. And finally, a phrase. To carry a weight of expectation. What does that mean? To carry a weight of expectation. Okay, those are the keywords. As I said, we'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. Let's find out about my favourite month. We're in the middle of March, and if you're here in Europe, then the days have started to get longer, and the first signs of spring are appearing. Blossom is growing on trees, and the birds are chirping a little louder. This is undoubtedly my favourite time of the year. Some people love the coziness of winter, the holidays of summer, or the colours of autumn. I personally enjoy this time of year for the same reason I love Fridays more than Saturdays. You know, or hope, that good things are coming. Warm summer nights, holiday memories, festivals, summer sport. The problem with summer, especially here in the UK, is that often it's not as good as we hope it will be. We might have 2 weeks of sunshine, but then 6 weeks of rain. England get knocked out of the World Cup in the group stages. Your holiday is ruined by lost luggage and mosquito bites. But in spring, the optimism and excitement about days to come fill the air, and it won't let us down like summer might. My favourite month of the year is May. It doesn't carry the same weight of expectation as the summer months do, and it offers lovely, long, light days and tantalising reminders that barbecue season is coming. This is also a great time to go on holiday, if you can. For those without certain responsibilities, May is a beautiful month to visit new places. It's not as hot as the summer months, and it's cheaper and less crowded than during the summer holidays. I remember visiting Barcelona for the first time in May, about 10 years ago. The weather was perfect, and when we got back, we still had the whole summer ahead of us. So what's your favourite month of the year? Do you like the spring months like me? Or do you prefer ski season or hot summer nights? Okay, so let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. Blossom was the first. Blossom is growing on trees. So blossom is a flower or flowers on a tree or bush. Next, chirp. Birds are chirping a little louder. This means to sing when we speak about birds. Next, coziness. Some people love the coziness of winter. This is a feeling of warmth and comfort. Next, knock out. So I was telling you why summer is often disappointing. England get knocked out of the World Cup in the group stages. This means to be eliminated. So to knock out means to eliminate. Next, let down. So I told you that spring won't let us down like summer might. So to let someone down is to disappoint by not keeping a promise or a commitment. And lastly, to carry a weight of expectation. May doesn't carry the same weight of expectation as the summer months do. So this means to have a requirement to meet a certain standard. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. Okay, so that's today's episode. There is some bonus content connecting to today's episode on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. You can read the full transcript and you can also watch a video tutorial, and that is available right now if you visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. The video tutorial is all about comparative language. So if you want to study a bit of grammar, which connects with today's episode, then check out the fan club page now. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.